and welcome to MFR Farming for Today, Wednesday, with me, Richard Jones. And in the words of the song, it may be winter outside, but in my heart, it's spring. We're thinking about supplies of fertiliser, very costly, and malting seed barley in short supply. The difficulties of this year's harvest have left their mark, with poor germination rates on spring barleys and even more pressure being put on supplies of malting barley seed by very poor germinations on the winter crop. 40% less winter crop seed has been made available, and there will be a last-minute scramble for spring seed, with early predictions of a £40 premium on low-nitrogen crops next harvest. As far as fertilisers go, prices are on the way up, as you would expect. But the worrying trend is when you add together fuel, fertiliser, power, chemical and machinery costs on a lot of farms, those totals have doubled in the past 2 years. Now, that's not exactly going to help new entrants get into farming. And as we heard from NFU Scotland's Johnny Hall yesterday, the banks are still not dishing cash out easily. But here he is today with his view of getting hold of the land to farm.
If it was all about having to own land to farm land, we would be really stuck. What we really do need in Scotland is a let land market that is fluid and flexible and offers opportunity with security for these new entrants into the industry. And we need that to happen. What is vitally, vitally important is that we have, as I say, good, certain understanding between the owners of land on the one hand and those who want to get into the industry on the other, and making available that key asset, which is the land itself, which without which you simply cannot farm, you cannot establish a farm business in Scotland.
And that land at the moment, if you wanted to buy some, would be in the area of £5,000 plus an acre for decent grade 3 arable stuff. Now, not many youngsters can get their hands on a viable amount of that at that price, but there are hopefully some amendments coming to tenancy law to make it easier to rent land, and there are still some opportunities about to enter into share farming or contract farming agreements. Speaking from experience, I know you certainly don't have to own land to farm, but a decent landlord can give you a really good leg up onto the farming ladder. And finally today, if you've got a wish list as a farmer for next year's farming year, why not drop me an email? My address is farming@mfr.co.uk, and we'll pick the best and give you a mention. And I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.